Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by USAA, presenting sponsor of the 2015 Army-Navy game, by Chevrolet, official vehicle of America's game, and by Lockheed Martin. At Lockheed Martin, we're engineering a better tomorrow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Of course, the Army-Navy game coming up on Saturday, presented by USAA. We'll get a full preview with Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, Ivan Jasper, who conducts one of the best offenses in the country, and the data backs it up, as well as defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. We'll talk about the problems Army has had with all of the different quarterbacks that they've played and whether the plan will change from quarterback to quarterback. Be surprised a little bit by the answer. We'll have all that and more coming up. We'll also review the week in athletics with the Navy women picking up a win against Johns Hopkins, the men playing in Hawaii, and a game with VMI coming up on Saturday. All that and more comes your way next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Wearing the blue and gold of the Naval Academy Athletic Association means honoring a tradition of excellence. These outstanding student athletes are laying the groundwork for a bright future, both on the field and in the classroom. Lockheed Martin supports the NAAA and its proud legacy of passion and pride.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The men and women of the Boeing Company are proud to be a sponsor of U.S. Naval Academy football and proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Go Navy!
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for their arch rivals, the Black Knights of Army, and with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, another Army game at hand. Kids through the years have been able to maintain a great focus during the course of this week to achieve their goals. Thoughts on the way you've seen the kids preparing as they get set for the 116th edition of what is one of college football's greatest games?
Well, so far it's been a normal, you know, couple weeks of practice, some good practices, some bad, some sluggish, you know, some, you know, crisp stuff. You know, the thing I think about this game the last couple years, especially last year, and that we didn't play very good on offense. And, you know, you watch the tape from last year, like, whoa, and, you know, you just start to remember all the mistakes you had. So, you know, our kids recognize that we have to play better. Army's got nothing to lose. They're going to come in here desperate and fighting. And we got to play well.
This is one of those games where, just like the Air Force game, you know, very physical game, but the physicality is even. What are the keys to winning 1v1 matchups? Because a lot of times this will make a difference, especially in a service academy game.
That's a great question, Pete. And those one-on-one battles, you must have been looking at our motivation sheets. But if we have those in our, we put them all in our defense line room, O-line room, in our linebacker rooms. You have to win your one-on-one physical battles. I mean, it's the game's not very complicated. If you can beat the guy next over, across from you more often than not, you're going to win. And the keys to that are all the fundamentals. Tight elbows, tight hands, thumbs up, put your helmet where it needs to be, and just all the fundamental stuff, bent knees, and hopefully we can do that.
Do you spend extra time on the fundamental stuff like that during the course of this time that you've had to prepare?
It's always, you got to have a great balance on that. And, you know, we've tried not this week, but last week, we spent a lot of time on fundamentals. Because sometimes you get in this game, it's all schematics and scheme. But set aside time to make sure that your fundamentals are spot on.
Will Anthony, a guy that dominated in this game a year ago and really personifies the type of guy that can dominate again, Bernie at nose guard. Those are guys that if they win their matchups and your linebackers can run free, is that a critical thing to stopping their run game?
If we win, hopefully Keenan had a good game, and we're going to talk about him, and that's going to be great, and hopefully he scores a lot of touchdowns. But for us to win, those guys have to play well. You know, there's no stat for Bernie clogging up the middle or people taking the right gaps. But for us to win, our D-line's got to play phenomenal. Our linebackers have to stay on their feet. You know, but there's no stat in there, you know, they never cut us once or something right. Like that. You know, you just got to play well.
Is this a game where I know there will be temptation to try and get the quick strike, especially with a Jameer or a wheel route to a slot back, but do you really have to establish yourselves at the line of scrimmage before you can get those kind of plays?
I feel like we need to get off to a good start. We couldn't have got off to a worse start than we did last year, you know what I mean?
Right.
A three and out, and then a block one, you know, for a touchdown, and it kind of gave them life, and then we're kind of scrambling. We feel like we got to get off to a good start. Like against Air Force, we can't let them crowd this line of scrimmage. I mean, last year against Air Force, they had everybody up on the line of scrimmage and had some success against us in Colorado Springs. And Army kind of duplicated that game plan against us last year. So, you know, so this year against Air Force, we were ready. We threw the football more, and we got to do the same thing with them. We can't let them play with 11 guys, you know, 5 yards from the line of scrimmage.
I was going to say, to that effect on offense, how much Blaze winning his matchup so you can get guards to that second level and block their linebackers?
Oh, we got to get the play started. You know, that's always a theme. Get the play started. Let these big boys start to run. Get some momentum. Get some downhill steam going. And if we can do that, if Blaze can get the play started, allows, you know, Swain and Azell and Sean White to get going. But like you said, it also allows people to get up to the linebackers. They're two best players.
You've been through a lot of these now. You still get that same butterfly feeling during the week and walking out of that tunnel coming up on Saturday, knowing that you're coaching in one of the great rivalries this sport's ever seen?
You know, this dang butterfly, man, is pretty old. It hasn't left me. It's just like, it's the same one that's been here. It's 18 years old every year. It's like, will you get out of here? And it never leaves.
I appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Hey, head coach Ken Niumatalolo. What a great week for the Niumatalolo family as his son Ali getting the Rhodes Trophy for the best player in all of Anne Arundel County, public or private. He was a machine on the defensive side of the football, and great to see him get his reward. Is Coach Niumatalolo, of course, well-documented, certainly a candidate every year for great jobs when you do a great job, and hopefully we will continue to talk with him in the 2016 campaign as the Mids get set for the Black Knights of Army and then, of course, the Military Bowl on December the 28th. Buy your tickets now. If you can't go, donate some so a midshipman or enlisted serviceman can enjoy the festivities of the Military Bowl on December the 28th. At 2:30 p.m., go to 1-800-US-4-NAVY or NavySports.com to take care of your ticket information. Coming up, we'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. His offense, one of the best in the country. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Black Knights of Army with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. For your unit as a whole, as many physical football games as you all have been in this year, how big was it to have that week of non-game competition to get focused and ready on the task at hand this week?
It's been pretty interesting. You know, we were thinking about the championship game of the conference. You know, if we had played in that game, today would have been our second practice versus Army.
Right.
You know, so, as you know, as tough as it was to lose that game, you know, it probably been a blessing in disguise. You know, so getting able to have a week off and practice against what we're going to see, to be able to game plan and get our kids' minds right, you know, mentally and get right physically, it's definitely been a blessing for us. You know, so we're prepared. You know, the kids are fired up. You know, it's going to be a very, very physical football game. You know, we're looking forward to it and going to go out there and get after it.
I was going to say, as deflating as the loss to Houston had to be,
Have you seen that enthusiasm that you expect to see for a game against Army?
Our guys are just, it's like a quiet confidence. You know, they're dialed in. You know, it's a little rah-rah going on, but they're just really, really dialed in. Keen is very dialed in, the O-line, A-backs receivers. They know what's at stake. You know, this game makes your season, right, regardless of what happens. You know, 9-2, whatever, 2-9, it makes your season. You know, so this is a huge game for us. Our kids are focused. You know, and I'm pretty sure on Saturday they'll come out with fire. You know, ready to play a good football game, get after it.
How much do you, if any at all, need to open up the offense early, or do you think you can establish what you all normally do effectively enough early in this football game?
You know, it's a good question. You know, I'm pretty sure they're going to be gung-ho to stop the run, like everybody else has been against us.
Right.
I think they understand that, you know, and what we both do on offense. We're very physical football teams. But at the same time, you know, we think about my thoughts are that, and maybe try to open these guys up a little bit, loosen them up, and because they're going to be hunkered in there to stop the run, you know. So we have a pretty good game plan. You know, again, Keen's have a very good game for us, looking, getting his eyes in the right spot, getting us in the right play. You know, but definitely we want to go out there and loosen these guys up some, you know, kind of get them in space a little bit and let our athleticism take over the game, you know. So then as it gets going, we can kind of loosen them up. They can start, you know, inside-outside game, you know. So, but going into it, I'm thinking towards that, you know, maybe try to loosen these guys up some, throwing the football, just kind of hit them in the soft spots and then get after them, you know, when it gets down to it.
How much did Keenan show you when the chips were down against Houston to be able to throw for 315 yards? Like that?
I didn't watch the game. You know, I was so, obviously, I had to go to my mom's funeral, so I was just kind of distracted from that. But when I sat and watched the game, he played a great football game.
No question.
It was a gutsy game, a gritty game. You know, and again, now I'm getting upset about the Heisman deal. The kid should have had an opportunity. That's a whole other story.
Right.
But he played a great football game, you know. And I'm hoping I know this weekend the same kid will be there because he is fired up to be able to have this record of being undefeated against Army. You know, so he'll be dialed in. But, again, he played a great football game. It was a gutsy game, you know. And, again, it was just sad to be on losing end of that game. But at the same time, you know, happy for the kid to go out there and fight.
You know, the other quarterbacks in the program can't be him, but how much of the intangible things that he brings do you hope rub off on them as they move forward in the program? Because to me, those are Keenan's greatest strengths.
Just the willingness to learn. You know, the kids never thought he was bigger than anything. You know, his first question to me when he came off is, you know, 4 years ago was, Coach, how can I get better? That's always been his deal. He's never been, I understand, I know it already. He's always been eager to learn. He always has questions no matter what the situation is. You know, he's always asked about it. You know, so I think that's the biggest thing that these young guys need to look at. This kid's always been eager to learn and to get better. He loves playing quarterback. He loves just playing the position. But he wants to be good at it. You know, to be good at it, you have to learn, you have to know what's going on. And that's been the biggest transition for him over his 4 years is now he knows the offense, he understands what's going on, he can get us in the right play, he can put together a game plan, you know. So that's the one thing I'm hoping that these young guys will definitely take from him.
Could you conceivably cut him loose out there for a few series and he could almost operate on his own a little bit?
Yes, we can. I mean, and we've done it a couple of times this year, you know. One of the biggest drives in the game versus Memphis, you know, the one drive we went down, and I think we scored on the toss, and that was his drive. You know, he saw what they were doing on defense. He said, Coach, I know what they're doing. I said, well, hey, if you see it, call it. You know, so he checked it all the way down the field, and we got a touchdown. You know, so he has the ability to do that, you know, and he has the freedom to do it. You know, it's always about getting us in the right play. And, again, I'm not a whiz. I'm going to call what I feel. But at the same time, when they change up on us, it's his job to get us in the right play. You know, so he does a lot more changing at the line than people think he does.
How hard is that to teach in the meeting room, or is that just a case where a guy just absorbs it to the level that it makes him a special football player?
It's a special deal, you know. As good as Ricky Dobbs was, Ricky was nowhere near Keenan. You know, Ricky was a 3-year starter for us. He just never got there. You know, Keenan just has the ability to remember things. I mean, I'll tell him something, just, you know, some small detail, and he'll remember. He's able to take everything you say in the meeting room and take it out to the field, and he will see it, and he would. Do what you tell him to do, you know. So that's the one thing that sets him apart. It's just his mind. And again, able to absorb. He's a sponge. He's absorbing, able to recall it. It's been huge for him, you know. So, and again, I'm hoping that those qualities will wear off on our young guys as well.
Is this a game where, almost like Air Force, guys have to win one-on-one battles and one-v-one battles all throughout the day?
This is going to be a huge game for that. You know, it's going to be a lot of one-on-one battles. You know, block the guy in front of you. You know, they love their linebackers are probably their best defenders on defense. They want to free those guys up to make a lot of plays. You know, so it's going to be a lot of getting to the second level, but finding those and getting those guys blocked. If you can block those linebackers, you have a chance to have a pretty good day. You know, but they're really, really good football players. They're good players. They're very, very physical. You know, it's going to be a tough game. You know, and we're going to go out there. We're going to strap it on and give it our best shot.
As you said, I know when we look at other Service Academy football players, you look at Timpf, and he's a guy that over a couple of seasons now looks like a guy that he belongs. And as you look at him, that's a guy that could play on your football team.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's a very, very physical kid. And they know where to fit. You know, they're very, very smart players, you know, and they understand their system. You know, again, football is a very simple game if you know what you're doing. You know, and they fit up pretty well in everything. You know, they run to the football, and they're very aggressive, and they tackle, you know. Yeah. So it's going to be a tough game. You know, we have a plan. We're going to go out there and put the use and see what happens.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Always, boss. Appreciate it, man.
My guy, we have a great weekly conversation. He makes it very simple for us to understand what they're doing offensively so we can bring that information to you during the course of the broadcast. Offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, Mids and Army coming up on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 2:08 with all of the pregame news and notes with kickoff set for just after 3 o'clock Saturday from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Coming up, we've got defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Navy Federal member Heather Lanning can tell the difference between babesiosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasites.
When it comes to PMI and PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our mortgage loans can be 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
General Dynamics Mission Systems develop systems and products that protect your Navy fleet on platforms such as SSBN, SSGN, and SSN submarines, littoral combat ships, joint high-speed vessels, DDGs, and more. Advancing your mission.
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Black Knights of Army and the defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. You've seen a myriad of Army quarterbacks on film. Through all four of them, what have you seen offensively from this team? Have they varied the package much from guy to guy, or is it pretty much the same thing?
It's pretty much the same thing. They'll do some different things game to game, but for the most part, their package is the same. It's a lot like we do. They probably try to do a few different things, but pretty much the same. I don't see him changing much for each of the different quarterbacks.
When you have, in their case, a couple of younger, rather at least inexperienced signal callers in terms of grand number of games, do you try to do things a little bit different maybe to cause some confusion, or do you basically stay in your base package until they maybe give you a reason to come out of it?
We'll do what we do against the option. I mean, the advantage we have is we see it all fall, we see it all spring, so we have some things that we'll do out of it that we hope will cause them some problems. But we'll do what we do.
Certainly, Navy's offense causes people a grand amount of problems, and even though, as you mentioned, you practice against it, against your defense, What problems, if any, do you see that potentially causing you, or different things that you all have to do from what you would normally do during the course of the season? So many spread options or spread offenses that you see.
Yeah, you just have to be very disciplined. I mean, we have to, if you have the dive, you take the dive, the quarterback, the quarterback. You need people getting off blocks. You need people not getting cut. You need 11 people running to the ball. If you get those things, you know, because they're always going to find the spot where they have at least the same numbers or more. They know what to run to each look. But we hopefully have answers to each one. But it really comes down to if they can't cut you, if they can't block you, you'll have the advantage because you're going to gain numbers. If you look at last year's game, they had a real hard time blocking Anthony, so we always had one extra guy,
right.
You know, and he had a great game. So we just need that out of, you know, everybody that's playing. You know, they can't get cut, they can't get blocked, or they've got to get off a block, and everybody has to run as hard as they can to the ball.
Just like the Air Force game, is this one of those games where guys really have to win and can win their 1v1 matchups in many cases to make a difference?
No doubt, you have to do that. If you can't win the one-on-ones and they can, or they can block you with one person, if they can block Bernie with one person, it's going to be a long night. If they can block Anthony with one person and not have to double, it's going to be a long night because they'll go the direction they have a hat for a hat. So we need to overcome that by getting off blocks and playing better than they're playing.
Discipline for middle linebackers in a game like this, because so much is going on from a ball handling perspective. Eye discipline, how much does that become an issue for middle linebackers in this game?
It's not only middle linebackers, everybody, the DBs, the D-line. We have to put our eyes where they're supposed to be, or you're going to be in a bad position. Same with the DBs, same with the middle linebackers. You know, you need the middle linebackers to scrape when they're supposed to scrape. You need them to fill when they're supposed to fill. So probably it happens quicker for them and more dramatic for the inside backers, so they have to be more right, maybe. But the secondary, again, if they get their eyes in a bad spot, it's going to be a touchdown. So it's the same with everybody on the field.
Is this a game, too, where you've got to embrace? I think to many people, there's a, on the surface, it may not seem like as physical a game, but there's a lot of physicality in this football game. Is this a case where, especially defensively, you've got to embrace it? Your kids have done a great job of just pounding on people and hitting people on a week-by-week basis. Have you been happy with the way that this group has really embraced being a physical defense and being a physical football team?
Yeah, I have. We stressed that, you know, when I first took over, and I think that's carried true pretty much the whole year. I mean, we've been a very physical defense, and that can't stop now. It's going to be a brawl. I mean, these games always are. You can throw out the records, throw out sophomore, junior, senior. You know, none of that matters in
exactly.
This game. You just have to line up and, you know, again, be disciplined, do all the things we just talked about, and be very, very physical. And if we'll do all those things, you know, we'll like the end result.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, what a job he's done this year, thrown into the defensive coordinator position with Buddy Green's illness back in training camp, and now doing a marvelous job with this group, 9-2 so far in the year, looking for victory number 10 coming up on Saturday against the Black Knights of Army. We'll come back up and wrap up this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. The Navy men gave Oregon a heck of a battle out at Pearl Harbor on Monday night before succumbing 67-47. The Navy women improved to 5-4 on Tuesday night with a win over Johns Hopkins. Team had played some unbelievable succession of overtime games, four of them total. Two of them went into double overtime. Then a tough loss at Penn on Saturday. Nice rebound on Tuesday night. Got a lot of players into the ball game. And Stephanie Pemper likes where her ball club is right now, heading for a big road trip at Kansas.
Pretty good place, I think. You know, sometimes, you know, coaches think in terms of sort of good wins, bad losses,
right,
instead of just wins and losses. But I like where we're at. You know, again, when you consider kind of another kind of year of kind of searching for, you know, the new identity of this team, you know, and losing Chloe and losing Hannah and kind of just getting Haley back, you know. So I like the improvement that Sarita has made, that Perry has made, that Justice has made, that Ashanti has made, that Taylor has made. I like that we have a couple freshmen that are, you know, playing with some confidence. And I think they want to be a part of, you know, a team that really competes for a championship. So I think that's a good thing. And, you know, if we can just get healthy and stay healthy, no, I like our team a lot, and I like our defense. And, you know, it does seem like a lot of years where our success may hinge on our success shooting, you know, from the field, from the free throw line. But no, I like our team.
Don't forget, the men are back home Monday night against USC Upstate. We'll have action beginning at 6:45 as Mike Carey joins me for it right here on the Navy Radio Network. That'll do it for our show this week. We hope you'll join us on Saturday. Omar Nelson, Joe Miller, Chuck Sapienza join me for all the action from Lincoln Financial Field starting at 2:08 for the Mids and the Black Knights of Army. Our thanks to Bill Lusby, as always, for his technical assistance. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, by Huntington Ingalls, hard stuff done right, and by CarQuest Auto Parts. With well over 500,000 items available, CarQuest is serious auto parts.